From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Vice President Joe Biden says hospitals around the country will give up well over $150 billion in future money from the federal health coverage programs, Medicare and Medicaid. He says the hospitals want to help pay for a proposed overhaul of the national health care system. The vice president is now urging Congress to act quickly and pass new legislation to address skyrocketing health care costs.
We must enact this reform this year. We must and we will enact reform by the end of August, and we can't wait.
Several lawmakers are worried about taxing health care benefits employers provide to workers. Others say the tax could help hold down health care costs. Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman is criticizing the results of a federal security investigation. Agents succeeded in smuggling bomb-making materials into federal buildings, getting past security guards who were not well trained. Independent lawmaker who chairs the Senate Homeland Security Committee says he fails to understand how this could happen after terror attacks on the United States.
It really is outrageously unacceptable that the federal employees working within our federal buildings and the citizens who pass through them are still apparently so utterly exposed to potential attack by terrorists or other violent people.
An official for the Government Accountability Office says the Federal Protective Service, responsible for the security of many federal buildings, is an agency in crisis. A cyber attack on several U.S. agencies and private institutions seems to have been blunted. Some of the targets included the White House, the Pentagon, and the Department of Homeland Security. The New York and NASDAQ stock exchanges also suffered attacks. Chinese authorities are threatening executions for people convicted of violence in the unrest between ethnic groups in the western part of the country. The city of Urumqi is edgy 3 days after deadly fighting. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Urumqi.
At a press conference, local officials said that they now had the situation under control. There were, though, reports of small-scale violence among ethnic Han and Uyghurs today, despite a visibly increased security presence. Urumqi's Communist Party Committee Secretary Li Zhi said that the government would deal harshly with those convicted of serious crimes. As for those elements who killed with great cruelty, he said, we will mete out the ultimate punishment to them. Li said that the government would deliver condolence payments totaling around $14 million to the families of those killed and injured in the violence. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Urumqi, China.
On Wall Street at the close, the Dow Jones Industrials were up 16 points at 8,179. The NASDAQ was up a single point at 1747. The S&P 500 was up a fraction of a point. This is NPR. Police in Nashville, Tennessee, report that former NFL player Steve McNair was shot to death in a homicide. He was killed by a mistress who then turned the gun on herself. McNair had been the quarterback for the Tennessee Titans for much of his career. A pro-marijuana group has launched a TV ad today in California. The ad urges the state to legalize pot in an effort to help resolve the state's budget crisis. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Miro has more.
The Marijuana Policy Project paid for the 30-second spot. It features a retired state worker, Nadine Herndon, who says the governor and state lawmakers are ignoring millions of Californians who want to pay more taxes.
We're marijuana consumers. Instead of being treated like criminals for using a substance safer than alcohol, we want to pay our fair share.
State leaders are deadlocked over how to close what's now estimated to be a $26 billion budget deficit. An assemblyman from San Francisco has introduced a bill to tax and regulate marijuana like alcohol, estimating pot could bring in more than $1 billion in taxes. That's presuming the bill passes. The ad is airing on several cable TV news channels and network broadcast affiliates in Sacramento, Los Angeles, and the San Francisco Bay Area. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in San Francisco.
Leaders at the Group of Eight industrialized nations say they will continue their governmental measures to deal with the world recession. President Obama says several countries have now agreed to try to set up new rules. These would govern financial institutions, and they're intended to prevent actions that could lead to another world financial crisis. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.